Well, well, what do we have here? You fell hard. Thought you'd get away from something up there? Or just clumsy? Lucky for you, I was passing by. Or maybe you're not so lucky. Maybe this is the worst thing that could have happened to you. I wonder what species would be so irresponsible. The jungle doesn't usually give second chances. Things fall, things die, and the rest of us feed. But look at you, still breathing, heart pounding like a rabbit's. I can smell it. You smell ripe with fear. I like that. You're not from around here. No claws, no venom, no scales. Just soft skin and... Ah, yes, of course. I think I know now. I should have known instantly. You're just another silly human, aren't you? The so-called intelligent species. Do you know what you look like, lying there? Dinner. But I'm feeling indulgent today. Call it curiosity. Maybe I'll wrap you up, keep you somewhere warm, let you squirm a bit. Listen to those little noises you make. Maybe I'll let you run. Maybe I'll hunt you again. Don't try to run now. You'll just fall again. And next time, I might not catch you. You're not exactly built for this terrain. Climbing like a clumsy little primate. No rhythm, no grace. Do you even know what you were looking for up there? What am I? Oh my. Interesting. I didn't know it was your turn to ask questions. Does it matter, sweetheart? Does it really matter? I'm larger, stronger, faster. That's what should really worry you. I'm a predator. And you're a prey, a fly. No, don't twist like that. You'll only make me squeeze tighter. See? There it is again. Your pulse fluttering like a hummingbird's. Just stop resisting, or I'll crush those tiny little bones. You still don't get it, do you? You're not in control anymore. Not of this jungle, not of your fate, and certainly not of me. You fell. I caught you. That's not a mercy. That's possession. You're mine, human. Still breathing. Still trembling. But not running. Not that you could. Interesting. Is it fear that keeps you still? Or something else. You're so soft, delicate. You bruise even under moonlight, don't you? And yet, you're still here in my grasp. Heart pounding, breath hitching. Not begging, not pleading, not yet. There it is again. That scent, not just fear, curiosity, excitement. You're playing a dangerous game if you think I'm here for your pleasure. I don't do gentle. I don't do mercy. I do hunger. I do control. What's that? Louder. I can't hear you. Please, what? Oh, you want me to put you down, huh? Let's see. You've got that pleading tone just right. Desperate. Small. Okay. Since you're begging so nicely. There you go. Back where you started. No tree. No high ground. Just dirt. And me. You're not running. Not trying to scramble to your feet. Interesting. I'd expected you to crawl away. But instead, you're still staring at me. That look in your eyes. Not anger. Not fear. Not entirely. Is it anticipation? You really are a strange little thing. You fall from the trees like dead fruit. You get caught by something with fangs, and you still haven't screamed once. You should be screaming. You should be running until your lungs burst. But instead, you're just sitting there, breathing hard, watching me. Like you're waiting for something. What are you waiting for, little prey? For me to strike? For me to devour you? Or maybe you're waiting for me to wrap you up again, just a little slower this time. Not because you need saving, but because you liked how it felt. Is that it? Don't lie. I can smell it on you. Do you think you're going to make it out alive? And then what? Go back to your home. Tell all your friends about that one giant lamia that almost ate you? Do you think they would believe you? Do you think it's worth the risk? Your body doesn't know the difference between fear and want anymore, does it? And you're trembling again. But not because you're scared of me. You're trembling because you remember what it felt like to be held by something stronger than your instincts could process. Something that could snap you in two, but didn't. Not yet, anyway. You don't even realize what you're offering, do you? And I haven't even really touched you yet. Get up. No, not a word. Just follow. Unless you want me to pick you up. We can do that too. Although I don't think it'd be nice for you. There's a hollow nearby, deeper in the jungle. Quiet. Warm. No one will hear you there. Not the birds. Not the wind. And certainly not your cries. Relax. It won't be so bad. I promise. If you're a good boy, that is. You wanted to know what I am, didn't you? Come along, little prey. I'll show you exactly what a lamia does. When she decides not to let you go. Are you following? Don't worry. Nobody's going to show up inside of this cave. Everyone knows I rule here. They wouldn't dare. You're safe for as long as you obey me, little human. Here. That's a perfect spot. I know I said I wasn't going to wrap myself around you again, but, well, I've lied. My god. You're really just the cutest little fuck toy, aren't you? I'm going to use you so fucking good today. You're going to be a good boy for me, aren't you?
Not like you have a choice, anyway. It's either this, or you know what. I don't expect you to protest much once I start, though. Just making sure you understand the situation. All right, let's get you out of those stupid whatever is covering your body. What am I doing? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to keep these? Warm. Salty. Perfect. Oh, you do like this, don't you? Pathetic little thing. You respond to everything so quickly. I can't believe you're fully hard already, and I didn't even need to work for it. Can't say I don't like it, though. In fact, I might consider keeping you. Oh, what? You think my promises are worth anything? Don't humans call liars snakes? How fitting. Oh yeah, I've heard a thing or two. You and I are far from friends, but that doesn't mean we can't have fun, right? And do you know what I think is fun? This. There we go. Now you're finally useful. Just don't blow it too quick, because I'm not going to stop until I'm satisfied. Got it, human? Good. Now shut up and take it. Oh, don't make noises like that. It just makes me want to squeeze you even harder. Oh, really? You want me to? You want me to make it scary? You want to see how much you can take, huh? Alright then. But don't beg me to stop when it's too much. Remember, you asked for this. Oh, that's it. Give it all to me, human. I can feel it building up. I can feel your entire body getting ready to burst. Do it. Give me all your seed. Pass your genes into my future babies. Impregnate me, human. Give me a reason to keep you alive. Good boy. Now, run. Before I change my mind and make a meal out of you. Oh, and remember, I'm not the only Lamia in this jungle.